You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a brand new week. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Last week of the month of July, where in the heck did it go? Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, brought to you and presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to that website. Take a look at it. Stop on by one of their many places of business around Eastern Iowa, and stop on by. Tom, thank you for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Scott Unash with you. Mark Duke's joining me in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. We'll take a look back at a very interesting weekend that was as far as the world of sports is concerned. We'll kick that around. Talk a little bit of Major League Baseball, getting ready for Big Ten Media Days, which get underway tomorrow in Indianapolis. And got a lot to cover here on the program today. Text line available, as always, to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. Coming your way today, thanks for listening in. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, KGY mobile app. If you have not downloaded it as of yet, please do so. And thank you for tuning us in. Mark, I trust you had a good weekend. Good afternoon to you and a happy Monday.
You as well, Scott. I did have a great weekend and hope you did as well. Good afternoon to everyone out there. And it was a fairly active weekend in sports. And it continues today with the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic. We got Big Ten Football Media Days coming up. A little bit of news from there. Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Near and dear to my heart this year, Scott.
Yes, it was. And,
a very eventful weekend in racing. Auto racing, that is.
It was a very eventful week in auto racing. You know when it's hot because you see videos from around the country of tempers flaring at places. And there was all kinds of that this week. That's not what we're talking about, actually, because but that did happen this week. And but of course, racing over at Newton, racing on the national scope, we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. And for what it's worth, today we also take a look at one publication's rankings as far as college athletics are concerned, with CBS Sports, and how our two D1 schools, Power 5 schools, did as far as in comparison, at least according to one scale, with other schools. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Yeah, of course, Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament being held today, and that, of course, at Elmcrest. We talked about that on Friday with Larry Gladson. Hopefully everybody that wanted to get out there got out there today, and talked to a couple people earlier on that stopped by and said, yeah, pretty decent crowd out there today. And got to see the guy that won yesterday on the tour, Tony Finau, his third career win, won the 3M Classic up in the Twin Cities, made the very short jaunt down the Avenue of the Saints to good old Cedar Rapids here to join Zach Johnson today.
Yeah, he did. A big come-from-behind win for Tony Finau yesterday in Blaine, Minnesota, up in the Twin Cities. And you look at some of the photos this morning, and there's Tony Finau on the range in shorts at Elmcrest Country Club, along with many other pros, celebrities, whatnot. And just ideal weather for this today, right, Scott?
Oh, man. A lot better than Saturday was.
Yes.
Let me tell you, although I'm not complaining, not going to complain. It was fine. Hey, was not in a fire suit. that could have been a whole lot worse. But and you know what? It just shows, I think, that the makeup of Tony Finau as well, one of the most liked men on the PGA Tour is Tony Finau, just a tremendous family man with a big family and a big heart, and he was not going to let Zach down just because he won yesterday. Hey, a lot of people would say, hey, you know, I won. We got a lot of things to do. I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, I'm going to be up doing interviews, et cetera, into the evening. That's not the way Tony Finau operates. So good on him.
Yes, indeed. And he plays about as many tournaments as any pro does. He's going to be in Detroit this week, as is Zach Johnson, for the Rocket Mortgage Tournament. So he's turning right around, not only playing today for Zach's sake and the kids' sake, but going to turn right around, scheduled to play in Detroit.
Yeah, and you mentioned Zach's going to be there as well, and hopefully we'll get the last part of the season up and running and get it going. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. If you were out at the Zach Johnson Foundation outing today, let us know how it went. Let us know how it went. Coming up tomorrow, bright and early in Indianapolis. They're on Eastern time as well. Keep that in mind, everybody. It is Big Ten Media Day, day number one, getting underway as the Big Ten coaches, either Tuesday or Wednesday, will meet with the media. Iowa's day is tomorrow. So Kirk Ferentz will meet with the media in the morning, players in the afternoon, et cetera, et cetera. And in lieu of that, Mark, coming out today, preseason media poll for each division, the East and the West, as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And those were released, and you got two overwhelming favorites. You got one that is a unanimous favorite over in the Eastern Division.
Yeah, this is an annual poll done by Cleveland.com. And in the West, Wisconsin is your favorite, 31 first-place votes. Iowa second with 3, Minnesota with 2, and then the rest of the West, number 4, Purdue, 5, Nebraska, 6, Illinois, 7, Northwestern, and in the East, Ohio State is unanimous with all 36 first-place votes, followed by Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State, Maryland, Rutgers, and Indiana. And I would caution everybody, I didn't look back, but I think I can guess how many people had Iowa and Michigan winning the two divisions last year.
Very few.
Very few.
Very, very few did. Were you shocked by anything in the West or the East, to be honest with you? The East is pretty much cut and dry right down there. You've got 4, I think, that in whatever. Ohio State's number one. There's no doubt. Ohio State's going to be, you know, top 3, top 4 as far as the country is concerned. After that, you could probably put Michigan, Penn State, and Michigan State in any order from 2, 3, and 4. Maybe Michigan because they won the East last year and they won the Big Ten. Maybe they got a leg up on the other two. But those three are going to be in some kind of order. And then the bottom three are going to be Maryland, Rutgers, and Indiana. The West is kind of where the interest lies. And I don't think it's a big surprise. Wisconsin is on the top. I did not expect Iowa to be 2 with the schedule that they have. But there they are, in at number 2 and garnered 3 first place votes. I thought perhaps Nebraska would be higher. I really did, but the Huskers in there just ahead of Illinois, in at number 5, and I guess that would be my one surprise. I thought we'd see Nebraska at 3 or 4.
I thought Purdue could move up to 3 as well. I think Purdue's a team to watch this year, not just because it has 2 Iowa transfers, but it has a nice quarterback coming back. They lose George Karloftis, great defensive player. And Wisconsin has Graham Mertz and Braylon Allen, lost a couple linebackers on defense, but you know, they're always going to be solid there. I guess one surprise I didn't know Wisconsin would have, you know, that much of a gap between Iowa and Minnesota. I think you can throw a blanket over certainly Iowa, Minnesota, Purdue maybe. Wisconsin, we'll see. Didn't live up to billing last year.
No. There are a lot of keys going into Big Ten football this year. I imagine they'll all be addressed coming up tomorrow. You got coaches on the hot seat. Nobody's seat hotter in the Big Ten than Scott Frost. I don't think there's any doubt about that. As far as the West is concerned, how much more can Brett Bielema do this year at Illinois? Can they take another step up? I've said this before, Mark, Northwestern, when they're picked seventh, that absolutely scares the daylights out of me because that's what Pat Fitzgerald just feasts on. Purdue is intriguing. Purdue is intriguing, and Minnesota, with coming off of all the offseason situations that they had up in the Twin Cities, how are they going to respond? And then out east, Indiana at number 7. You remember last year, Mark, Indiana, by some folks, was kind of a sexy pick, maybe even to win the East. And now Tom Allen, some people saying, squarely on the hot seat as far as the Hoosiers are concerned. Picking them 7th, to me, is very intriguing.
I think a seed right next to him is James Franklin. Franklin has like a 500 record over the last 2-3 years. And, they're never going to be bad, I don't think, but that was disappointing last year. Maybe people getting a little restless with Franklin out there. We'll see how they do this year. I want to give you a chance to weigh in on this particular poll. At our poll question, kgymradio.com, do you agree with the media picking Iowa as the second best team in the West? Yes or no? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, Highway 1 West, where Steve Anderson and his team sets up shop.
Also, with the preseason unofficial media poll, you also have the preseason players of the year. And on offense, not a real big shock here, C.J. Stroud, the terrific quarterback. As far as the Ohio State Buckeyes is concerned, he is the offensive preseason player of the year. But how about this? Defensive preseason player of the year, Jack Campbell, the linebacker from Iowa. How about that, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a strength of the Iowa team. All three linebackers on the Buckus Award watch list, whatever that's worth. Only team in the country to hold that distinction. And Campbell, one of 10 players garnering Big Ten preseason honors, that out today. 5 players selected from the West, 5 from the East.
The players from the West, Jack Campbell of Iowa, Peter Skoronski, the offensive tackle from Northwestern. You've got Aiden O'Connell, quarterback of Purdue, Braylon Allen, running back from Wisconsin. Is he 17 now or 18? Okay. And Nick Herbig out of Wisconsin, outside linebacker. From the East, Blake Corum, the running back from Michigan, Jaden Reed, Michigan State wide receiver, Travion Henderson of Ohio State, Jackson Smith and Jigba of Ohio State, and then C.J. Stroud of Ohio State. So 3 Buckeyes from the Ohio State University on that list put out by the Big Ten today.
Tough selections. You got a really good running back in Minnesota, Ibrahim, not among those 5. And there's others as well, but hey, this is a starting point, right?
It's a starting point. You also have to remember that it is preseason. It is preseason. And, you know, what, that and a quarter will buy you a cup of coffee back in the day, right? Are we still going with that?
You can. But over the next 2 days, we're going to hear 14 coaches very excited about their football team.
Oh, tremendously excited. Starting tomorrow morning. Is this the unofficial kickoff as far as football, in my mind anyway. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but this is the opening of football, comes up tomorrow. No doubts about that?
Yeah, we've had the Big 12, the SEC, and maybe a few others already. Big 10 gets the stage this week. And, yeah, this is when interest starts getting ramped up. Practices begin, and the days are counted down to that first game. I think 40 days right now, Scott, if you can believe that. 40 days till Iowa's opener, and it's going to go by fast.
It is going to go by very, very fast. And I think that's going to go fast. Tomorrow it'll be 30 days out until the start of the high school football season. happy off week, by the way, this week. Or what they call it, dead week? I don't like that term, but whatever it is, we are enjoying that right now as far as high school athletics are concerned in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, no practices, no games, no nothing that I know of. Weight rooms. It's a week, as the calendar is designed, for high schools to take a breather for a week and maybe get into that coveted vacation with the family. But I know coaches are probably whispering, make sure you get your running in, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Pick up a football, throw to a friend who's a wide receiver. There'll be some activity, but nothing official.
Nothing official this week. And yeah, a lot of vacation places are probably pretty full around the Midwest, I would think, this week, with a lot of Iowans taking advantage as far as this week is concerned. And good for the high schools as well. I know just seeing a lot of the tweets that a lot of the weight rooms are dark this week. They're closed. And just giving an opportunity for the kids to go out and kind of be kids and be with the family. And I think that's tremendous. 3:21 here in the Gym Class program. We'll get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit. Want to let everybody know we got a terrific giveaway this week with the Gym Class program. Got a great concert. It's a great concert lineup as far as the Iowa State Fair is concerned. Always is. And on all three of the shows this week, we have Iowa State Fair events to win tickets for, including ours. We got ZZ Top and Ann Wilson in concert. And that will be at the Iowa State Fair on Tuesday night, August the 16th. The ZZ Top's Raw Whiskey Tour with special guest Ann Wilson. Of course, she is one of the two frontline singers for the group Heart. That is going to be on Tuesday, August the 16th. And we are going to have your chance to win those tickets all this week. What we're going to do, Mark, we're going to have, since it is ZZ Top, and since, you know, what do you think of when you think of ZZ Top? No offense to Ann Wilson or anything like that, but what do you think of first thing when you think of ZZ Top?
Beards.
So we are going to have bearded sports trivia for you this week to win these tickets. So get ready for that. If you know an athlete with a beard, you are ahead of the game. Right now, we're going to have that before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. So put your thinking caps on and we'll have some fun with that. Going to win tickets to see a terrific, terrific show at the Iowa State Fair coming up on Tuesday, August 16th. Tickets are available. You can go to their website, iowastatefair.org/entertainment/ZZ Top. So that's how you can secure your tickets, or you can just listen all week to local programming right here on KGYM and win them in that fashion. There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program. We'll get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update in a moment. Plenty to talk about as far as the world of racing. We will get to that. We'll talk a little bit of baseball as well for you. And that will be coming up here in just a little bit as we get into the final week of the month of July. And interestingly enough, Mark, maybe a little bit below normal as far as temperatures are concerned.
Okay by me.
Fine by me. By the way, congratulations to Marion's Brayson Lauby. He committed to play his college basketball at Augustana College up in Sioux Falls. They play at the Sanford Pentagon, and he's going to be playing up there. So great for him, great for the family, and we wish him all the best.
He had a very good career, and hopefully he continues that at Augustana. And nice, comfortable drive for the family should they want to take in some games.
That's right. Got another year, Marion, though. Got another year. Going to be a senior coming up this year. By the way, happy anniversary. Today is the 42nd anniversary. Today is the day in 1980 when the movie Caddyshack was released in theaters, July 25th, 1980. And one of the greatest comedies of all time. I don't think there's any doubt. It's in the top 10 of every list I've ever seen. As far as sports movies are concerned, Mark, it's going to be in the top 10. There is no doubt about it. And happy anniversary to Caddyshack.
Well, any movie or anything that involves Rodney Dangerfield and Chevy Chase is an all-timer. Although this movie, if you remember, was kind of panned.
Oh, yeah.
At the outset. And it really didn't grow legs and fandom for a little while.
A couple years ago, we had an author who wrote a book about the making of Caddyshack and some very, very good stuff. And that book is still out there. It was a good read. It was a good read. So there you go. Happy 42nd anniversary as far as Caddyshack is concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Going to throw it over to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
Minnesota Vikings have signed former Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Iowa tight end Sean Beyer. He will, if he makes the team, will stand to make $700,000. He had been on the practice squad with the Denver Broncos. Good luck to Sean. University of Iowa announced today its fifth sellout of the football season, that one being Northwestern on October 29th. Just a few hundred tickets remain for Nebraska and a couple thousand remaining for the opener against South Dakota State. The pairings for the Phil Knight Classic men's and women's tournaments have been released. Iowa State men will be involved, will open against Villanova Thanksgiving afternoon, November 24th. The Iowa women will play Oregon State the next day. And by the way, on the women's side, the winner of Iowa-Oregon State awaits the winner of UConn and Duke.
That's a delicious women's game.
Give me Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark any day.
Yeah, you'd think that they're pining for that one.
I gotta believe they are.
By the way, Caitlin Clark did a tremendous job at Newton. She gave the command for one of the two races over the weekend. And she hit a home run. She nailed it.
Well, it's a four-letter or four-word thing, right?
Yeah, you can mess it up. Trust me. It can be messed up. No doubt. Right.
Is it drivers start your engines or ladies and gentlemen start your engines?
This was drivers start your engines. Right. IndyCar, everything outside of the 500 is drivers start your engine.
Okay.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. 6429 on the text line. Greatest golf movie ever made. Talking about Caddyshack. I keep trying to say Caddy Smack every time. By the way, we have Caddy Smack Wednesday here on the Gym Class. 3148, of course. I'd keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while yet. So thanks for all the Caddyshack quotes right there. We're going to talk a little bit about where Caitlin Clark was over the weekend when we come back. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, your chance to win tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson at the Iowa State Fair on Tuesday, August the 16th with our Sports Bearded Athletes Trivia. And we will do that before 4 o'clock. Right now, we're going to get a weather forecast. Take a break and come back. More of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have clouds around for this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be held to the mid to upper 70s and humidity will be low. Later tonight, we'll have some clearing and temperatures drop down to a low around 60. Then tomorrow, we will have a mix of sun and clouds. Winds pick up out of the south and temperatures and humidity will be a smidge higher. We have a cold front that will be moving in the late evening hours. That'll bring some showers and thunderstorms overnight into early Wednesday morning. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Expand your outdoor living space with 11% off landscape blocks from Menards. Get a free estimate instantly with our Design and Buy landscaping program. From patios and walkways to fire pits and retaining walls, you can create the landscape of your dreams. Visit a Menards store near you or Menards.com to get started today. All concrete landscape and patio blocks are 11% off now through July 31st. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Marion Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Oktoberfest, presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance. This fun new event will be Saturday, September 17th from noon to 3, featuring 25 breweries from Iowa and surrounding areas. You'll receive a commemorative tasting glass and access to samples, plus enjoy live music and traditional German games. Choose the VIP ticket option for 11 a.m. early entry. Don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 17th in Uptown Marion. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Search Marion Oktoberfest.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back on the Gym Class here on KGYM 333 on a Monday edition of the show. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and you, our listener, at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We've got our tickets to ZZ Top and Ann Wilson to give away coming up in a little bit with Bearded Athlete Trivia. And we will do that before 4 o'clock here today. And Mark wanted to get to this. You mentioned, and we talked about it, busy weekend and a very interesting weekend as far as racing is concerned. Let's start off with locally here in the state of Iowa. We talked to Mark Janes on Thursday, the voice of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and IMS, along with the IndyCar Radio Network, and previewed what was going to happen over the weekend, the doubleheader at Iowa Speedway over in Newton. Very, very successful weekend by all indications. Everything written, everything said, talking with people, et cetera, et cetera. I did not have a chance to get over there this year. I usually make it over, had a previous engagement, if you will, although at about 9:30 on Saturday morning, I was rethinking my I was really rethinking my thought process on that, Mark. But I digress. Great weekend at Iowa Speedway. It was officially a sellout on Saturday. It was hot, hot, hot. Good racing up and down the line. Great entertainment. And like I said, from all indications, it was a home run hit over there in Central Iowa this weekend.
Yeah, between the racing and the concerts, very, very successful. And I watched parts of both races Saturday. All I could think of was those poor crew members and the drivers in those fire suits. And I know you got a little relief in the car, but it had to be 115 or 20 on the track. And that was a long, hot day. Saturday won by Joseph Newgarden. Sunday by Padua Ward. And we're keeping an eye on Joseph Newgarden, who you can describe that, Scott. He was involved in a mechanical failure, I think, and resulted in a crash and ended up passing out.
Yeah, really, really scary situation with Joseph Newgarden, who won Saturday's race, was leading Sunday's race. As you mentioned, from what they ascertain is that, and this can happen in racing, can happen in anything, something broke. And in racing, that's probably one of two things that drivers fear the most. And that is a part just breaking for whatever reason, because you have no control. The other one's fire, and fire is always number one, but something breaking is probably number two. And Joseph hit the wall a ton. He was checked out, was okay, but then later on in the afternoon actually passed out and hit his head, fainted, hit his head, was airlifted to Des Moines. They didn't want to take him via ambulance because of the traffic after the concert and the race. So they put him in the air ambulance, airlifted him to a hospital in Des Moines, checked out again. He is okay. Everything has checked out. And you're thinking possibly to yourself, okay, you know, you get to check him out, whatever. Racing is different because, as I told you earlier, Mark, you go before the season even starts. You go to Indianapolis, the people that aren't stationed in Indianapolis for drivers in the IndyCar series, and they go through a baseline medical examination where all of the vitals, everything that can be analyzed, et cetera, is taken at a quote-unquote normal rate of activity. And if they can see then very, very quickly and diagnose if something is wrong. He passed all that from all indications after the race, but then had that episode. So he was airlifted. He was held overnight. Team Penske did come out with a statement that he was checked out. Yeah, everything is okay. He's out of the hospital. He will be reevaluated throughout the week. There is another race coming up this Saturday on the road course at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, just ahead of the Brickyard on Sunday, which will also be on the road course, and you can hear that Sunday right here on KGYM. He will be evaluated throughout the week. He has not been cleared to drive as of yet. They are hoping that is going to be the case, but in this day and age, like anything else, we talked about this on Friday. One of the texters said, safety has got to be a top priority and a top concern in sports. No sport is that any more prevalent than driving and in racing. And if there is any doubt, I can't see IndyCar letting Joseph Newgarden drive. Now, if he clears everything, everything is okay for the next 5 days, passes all the tests, et cetera, then, yeah, I think he will drive. But he's going to have to be not even 100%. Yeah, I know you can't go 110, 120%, but he's going to probably have to be at that point to be allowed to drive coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what was scarier, the crash or him passing out. And I have not found out anywhere why doctors might have thought he passed out, but he suffered a laceration on his head. He fell backwards. And, you know, you can guess maybe a concussion, whatnot, but if he's cleared and he's out of the hospital, I guess he's doing okay. But I guess if it was my team, IndyCar, I'd make damn sure too that he's okay going into the next race.
Yeah. Another, obviously, champion, he's in the championship hunt, but he will be, you know, you got to think of the driver's safety before you think of anything else, and that's definitely what IndyCar will do. 319-366-1600. A lot of people talking about the fact Hy-Vee did a great job of stepping up and they spent a ton of money. A lot of people speculating on the fact, well, they lost, you know, their shirt on this. No, they did not. They put a lot of money into it, but trust me, there were a lot of things that were being sold by said group. And also, you don't put a sponsor's name on the race next to yours if they're not giving you anything back. And yeah, a lot of people were speculating, oh, they just threw them on there just because. No, that's not the way it works. I can assure you of that, Mark.
Well, 2 days of exposure, if not 3 days of exposure, means a lot as well. And a company like that is not going to invest that kind of money in a loser. And I don't think it was a loser, and I don't think Hy-Vee was a loser in this. I mean, Pato O'Ward, I saw his tweet earlier today, gushing over the experience of a doubleheader. And maybe we should have some more doubleheaders, Scott. I don't know.
They're hard, though. They are tough. Usually one a year. They've had it at Detroit on the street course in the past, but they decided this year to go with Iowa Speedway to get another oval in as far as the schedule is concerned. It's just, it's tough on the drivers because it's, and I've said this a million times, and there are still people out there that laugh about this, et cetera, et cetera. Drivers are some of the best athletes I have ever seen. The professional drivers, amateur drivers as well. Try going in 150 degree heat and 200 laps, pulling the G's that they do, and not being an athlete. It's impossible.
Yeah, if you don't believe it, try it, right?
Yeah, try it. And, you know, to do that 2 days in a row is really, really difficult. Plus, all the wear and tear as far as the equipment is concerned. That's why they do it once a year. And we'll see if it comes back to Iowa next year. And it's going to be back. We know that. We'll just see if it's in a doubleheader format or if it's going to be just a single race at Iowa Speedway coming up next year. But from all indications, talking with people that were there, it was a hit. Great crowd, great concerts, people that were introduced to the sport. I don't think you could have had anything a whole lot more except maybe not quite 100 degrees on Saturday.
Yeah, that was the only downfall, I think. And hats off to the folks at the Speedway and all the sponsors. It brings a lot of attention to not only Central Iowa, but Iowa in general. And then on the NASCAR circuit, you had history and controversy as well, right?
Yeah, we did. By the way, this coming out from Team Penske before we leave that, Penske has announced that Santino Ferrucci is going to be on standby in case Joseph Newgarden is not allowed to drive this week. So they've already got that taken care of. Newgarden is back at his home in Nashville. So there you go. Santino Ferrucci, by the way, very much an American driver. He's from Connecticut. Doesn't sound like an American name, but he is from the United States. 319-366-1600. Yes, NASCAR making headlines last night. We talked about this on Monday of last week, Mark, because Landon Cassill had this happen to him. Kudos for NASCAR for stepping up, being proactive as far as cutting down on the old gray area right there, Mark. But first and second yesterday, disqualified after the race at Pocono. For the first time in 62 years, NASCAR disqualified a race winner. That, of course, was Denny Hamlin out of Joe Gibbs Racing, as he and second place Kyle Busch were disqualified for aerodynamic deficiencies, if you will. The front fascias were apparently, they were doctored a little bit.
The nose cones, right?
Correct. It's a it's a kit for all the Toyotas. They must be the same. They were not. And boom, boom, boom. Chase Elliott becomes your winner. It's like Talladega Nights here, you know, with third place goes to first place. And that, of course, is, now I can't think of his name. But anyway, third place becomes first place because the top two got disqualified for the first time in 62 years. Cal Naughton. Cal Naughton's your winner now.
By the way, I know nothing about nose cones. I read about it. I know nothing about putting a car together or what's involved, but that was the case. And Chase Elliott never led a lap.
Nope.
In the whole race, but he's the race winner.
Never.
This is subject to appeal.
It is, but boy, you're not going to win that. I cannot see how you're going to win that. I mean, if that thing was changed, doctored, et cetera, to make the cars faster, there's one template right there that fits the Toyota cars. Did not fit those cars, obviously. I don't know how you can come back on that one. Really don't know how you can come back on that one. But then the crew chiefs are going to be really hit hard, I have a feeling, this week, as far as probably suspensions and even more when NASCAR looks into it. But, hey, you know what? Like we said, after the Xfinity race last week, you know, I'm all for this. I did not like the fact, after, you know, Wednesday you read, so-and-so won, but he was docked, you know, $50,000. His crew chief is on suspension for a week, and they lose 2 points. I mean, that was ridiculous because it didn't stop anybody from trying to bend the rules a little bit.
And as I understand with these new cars, NASCAR had warned drivers and teams that you better be pretty diligent about how this car is put together. And why not? I mean, don't put 15 or 16 clubs in your bag in a tournament in golf because it's against the rules. And don't devise a nose cone that is out of spec.
There you go. Very much so. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We will give away those tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Get some news, Mark. Unfortunate news as far as the entertainment world is concerned. Paul Sorvino passing away today. Played various roles. A lot of tough guys. A lot of mafia roles that Paul Sorvino made, father of Mia Sorvino, and he passes away today. So big loss as far as Hollywood is concerned.
He's a really, really good actor. Goodfellas, you'll remember. He also was on TV on the other side of things in Law and Order, but largely maybe not a mafia type of guy, but a tough guy and a quiet tough guy, I would say. And if you need to know how to cut garlic, talk to Paul Sorvino, or you could have.
You either know or you don't know, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very much so. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We're going to get to a little bit of baseball before we close up shop, and we'll do that here in just a little bit. But, Mark, you ready to give away some tickets here?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have trivia all this week to give away our tickets here to go see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson, special guest Ann Wilson from Heart. That will be in the Raw Whiskey Tour on Tuesday, August 16th at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. After 50 years, ZZ Top still the same, but always changing, and Ann Wilson ready to take the stage to deliver her greatness. Tickets are available at iowastatefair.org/entertainment/ZZ Top. And we're going to have trivia that deals with athletes with facial hair. Because you think of ZZ Top, you think of the beards. You got to think of the beards. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with caller number 6 at 319-366-1600 and see if they have the answer to our trivia question. And Mark, we're going to go with this one here today. Deals with Major League Baseball. What third baseman is a three-time All-Star as well as the 2017 National League Championship Series MVP. That is your question for today. Caller number six, you get the first shot at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. What third baseman is a three-time All-Star and the 2017 National League Championship Series MVP?
He's not from LaGrange either.
We'll let you know where a winner is when we come back.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works. One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. Tickets are on sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle five job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Alona's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on the gym class and KGYM. Congratulations going out to Jeff. He is the winner. He came up with the third baseman that is bearded, three-time All-Star, 2017 National League Championship Series MVP. Rusty was eligible for this, Mark.
He's got on a golf course somewhere.
He probably is. It is. Who is it, Mark? Do you know? I think you know.
Justin Turner?
Yeah, Justin Turner, third baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And congratulations to Jeff. He's going to go see ZZ Top in Des Moines. 319-366-1600 here, coming up on 353. Just about ready to close up shop today. And before we do that, though, we mentioned the fact that everybody has their own mathematical formula to come up with, you know, which school, whether it be high school, college, et cetera, had the best athletic program of the sports calendar year, 2021, 2022, or whatever year you're looking at. CBS Sports came up with theirs, Mark. The Michigan Wolverines in their mathematical formula had the best year in college sports in 2021-2022. But Iowa and Iowa State faring very well as far as their criteria are concerned.
Yeah, Iowa finishing 10th and Iowa State 17th. And the way this worked, you get so many points for your performance in football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. And then two wild cards. I imagine one of Iowa's was wrestling. I don't know. But nevertheless, an excellent year for Michigan and really good years for Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah, so not too bad. Not too bad. And Michigan buoyed by football, of course. with their Big Ten championship. And top 10, if you're curious, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, 1, 2, 3. How about that? Could be all Big Ten if Notre Dame would join up. Just saying. North Carolina, 4. Razorback Dale. Hail the Arkansas Razorbacks in at number 5. Oklahoma, 6. Baylor, 7. Alabama, 8. Georgia, 9. Iowa in at number 10. So there you go. For what it's worth, right?
Pretty good company.
Not too bad. Juan Soto still out there. That is kind of the big story as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Nothing moving as far as that storyline is concerned. Here you go. They say, Mark, sometimes you make a managerial change, things turn the right way. Here come the Toronto Blue Jays, right?
Yeah, for one team anyway. And, you know, that division has gone up and down. Boston was hot for a while. Baltimore got hot. Now Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto now second place. They have gone by the Tampa Bay Rays into second place as far as the National League East is concerned. The White Sox, after losing the first two to Cleveland, came back to win the final two to salvage that four-game set. Sox still at .500. Minnesota with a 3-game lead over the Guardians, 4-game lead over the White Sox. Seattle, they've now lost 3 in a row after winning for 2 weeks straight. 13-game lead for Houston as far as the American League Western Division is concerned. Dodgers are red hot right now. They are running away from the Padres. 11.5-game lead right now on San Diego.
Yeah, indeed. And no afternoon games in Major League Baseball. Nearly a full slate tonight, although not a complete slate.
Not a complete slate. And Atlanta Braves, game and a half behind the New York Mets in the National League East. Despite the injuries, and the Mets have had injuries too, but man, oh man, it's getting very, very crowded in some divisions. And then there are other divisions that have basically it is over at this point, right?
Yeah, very much so. And we'll see this week, you know, what kind of deals are made. Are teams going to stand pat? Are they going to try to pick up a piece here or there? I know one team should, whether it will or not, I don't know. But it makes for an interesting week, I think, and the rest of the way. Nearing 100 games played in the season.
Yeah, we're getting there. We are certainly getting there. Coming up tomorrow, Big Ten Media Day, day one. Kirk Ferentz in Indianapolis, Iowa Players in Indianapolis. We will talk about that, the other coaches that will be at the dais as well. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have another chance to win ZZ Top tickets, as well as that concert with Ann Wilson. All right, Mark, have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Don and Alex coming your way next from 4 to 6 right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great night, everybody.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards.